This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you in your reality and in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would remind you that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And indeed, once again, that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is much more relevant to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And you will find as well that as a result of the energy that you have created on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that state, be involved in that interaction, that exchange of information. And again, many times, when you may not, in your awakened consciousness state, have total recall of the interactions that you participated in while in that altered state of consciousness, nonetheless, if you go about your day-to-day creations and experiences in your so-called awakened consciousness state many times, intuitive suggestions that will come to you as a result of that silent communication or that telepathic interaction can assist you in your choices and decisions to bring into your reality that which you desire to experience. But as always, the choice to be involved in that communication into order your consciousness is yours, absolutely. You exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. You can use any terminology that you wish to explain a reality that you or any other entities in any of the other creation process can exist within. We utilize the term vibrational level because to a certain extent it comes very close to giving you a description that you can grasp the concept of. We could suggest that you live in some type of a plane of existence, or any other type of definition that you wish to use, and none of them would be wrong or inferior, absolutely not. But they leave many times suggestions that there are different levels of planes, for example, or different areas of existence. And it's really not that way. You exist in a reality that exists within the same space and time of all of the other creation realities that exist. But you are separate, you nonetheless are connected and you are existing within the same time and same space. We've used the analogy many times that it's like the various frequencies that exist in your atmosphere that surrounds your Earth system. You understand that these frequencies exist at the same time in the same space. and yet you utilize various types of instruments in order to tap into one of those particular frequencies while eliminating all the rest. That analogy is very close to what you do in terms of existing within your vibrational level in this reality. You exist in this reality in the same time and same space as all of the other realities, but you choose to tap into this particular vibrational level. You choose to exist in this reality. You choose to exist. This vibrational level that you exist within and that you create the reality within is very similar to all of the other vibrational levels, much as all of the radio frequencies that exist within your atmosphere are very similar to one to the other. It's simply a different vibration that allows you to separate the realities one from the other, as similarly the frequencies of your radio waves that exist within your atmosphere allow you to separate one from the other as you tune into one while eliminating all of the others existing once again within that same time and same space. And so you exist in a reality very similar to all of the other realities that exist throughout all of creation. There is one very distinct and unique difference with this vibrational level that you choose to exist within. And that is that you, as the entity is existing within this vibrational level, have chosen to put in place what we refer to as a veil. It's like an electromagnetic type of energy that exists within your vibrational level, that while you exist within this vibrational level, limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but indeed to certain various degrees throughout every level of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, be it in your altered state of consciousness that you like to refer to as a meditative state or in a sleep state or in even what you refer to as between incarnational state. You continue to hold in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's an electromagnetic type of energy, it's a veil that is its strongest while you are in your awakened consciousness state. In other states, it continues to exist, but it allows you to experience certain realities without holding in place what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Entering into this vibrational level, you as entities agree to participate in and to sustain what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, what you might refer to as your so-called laws of physics. Some of those human consciousness belief systems are really difficult for you to alter, once again, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. You in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in other levels of consciousness that you experience hold the belief in time and space. Time and space are illusions. They only exist in your vibrational level and once again are primarily only very strong in your so-called awakened consciousness reality. In your altered states of consciousness, you get the opportunity and indeed do experience realities that occur without the limitations of time and space. When you come back into your consciousness state, however, it's very difficult for you to grasp and to understand what it was that you were creating and experiencing in those altered states of consciousness, because once again, you, as you continue to be involved in this vibrational level, have chosen to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits the capacity for you to understand who and what you truly are. And indeed, you have agreed to participate in sustaining those so-called human consciousness belief systems of which time and space are two. And so in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to grasp that concept that it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. When you are in this vibrational level, and you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, it has another purpose besides limiting your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It also limits the ability for entities existing outside of your reality to influence the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and indeed in other areas and levels of consciousness that you experience. There are other entities in other vibrational levels who may be interested in what you are participating in and creating in your reality, in your vibrational level. But they have absolutely, to the most, no desire to manipulate or to influence your reality. Now, there are entities existing within your vibrational level in their awakened consciousness state who would like to believe that there are other entities who influence and indeed control their entire reality. And you can have that belief if you wish to hold it. But there are not other entities existing outside of your vibrational level who are influencing your reality. It's an illusionary reality that you create and that you are responsible for. It's not influenced or created or altered by other entities existing outside of your vibrational level. The electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that you put in place, limits the capacities for others to influence your reality. If other entities wish to be involved in your creation process, it's a very simple process to step into your reality, to step into your vibrational level if you wish to experience what it is that you experience, with the limitations of understanding who and what you truly are. And so you exist in a vibrational level that you choose to create and that you choose to have influenced by an electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place and sustain to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And while you exist within this vibrational level, you in your awakened consciousness state have a tendency to believe that this is all there is. That this is the most important aspect of your creation process and of your experience. The irony of it is that this awakened consciousness state that you're involved in and that you experience is the least real and the most difficult reality for you to continue to experience and to perpetuate. All of the other realities that you experience in your altered state of consciousness are more real than is this experience that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Your awakened consciousness state, once again, is a state in which you have the most difficulty understanding who and what you truly are and putting aside the limitations and the belief systems that you put in place to understand who and what you truly are. It is an illusionary reality. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. It means that it's illusionary. You, however, go to great lengths to limit your capacity to understand that concept and to make this reality, this awake consciousness reality, seem real, seem beyond your capacity to control. It seems like if everything that there is and the rest is all just your imagination. The irony of it is that this reality is a perpetuation of and a completion of your imagination, what it is that you desire. Desires are based upon imagination and desire and expectation. You give this reality, this awake consciousness reality, that's an illusionary reality. It is the most difficult reality for you to sustain. It requires a tremendous amount of energy and effort. You understand that when you're in this awakened consciousness state, you will, at some time, alter your consciousness. You cannot sustain the awakened consciousness state. You understand that at some point, you will indeed sleep. You will indeed enter into a dream state. And in that state, you will be involved in a creation process. You will make choices and decisions, and you will either intensify or alter belief systems. You understand that you will indeed enter into as well a much more, what you might refer to as, deeper top of consciousness stack. When you end this incarnational period, each of you understands that you and your belief systems and your human consciousness belief systems have put in place all of the factors that perpetuate your belief in time and space, and that indeed you go through various stages of existence within a particular incarnational period, and at some point you will end that incarnational period. You will die, in other words. You all understand that that's a physical aspect of your awakened consciousness state. That at some point you will end this incarnational period. Now, while some of you in your awakened consciousness state may believe that that could be the end of the existence period, you nonetheless understand that the reality, whatever it is that you're going to experience once you terminate this incarnational period, can be much more lasting and sustainable than is the awakened consciousness state that you experience in your incarnational state. In other words, the altered states of consciousness that you participate in occupy a much more valid time in reality than is the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This awakened consciousness state, once again, is the most illusionary reality that you shall experience. The altered states of consciousness, your meditative states, indeed your dream states, and your between incarnational states are much closer to the reality that you experience in other vibrational levels, and much closer to the reality that you can experience without the limitations of the veil. It's important to understand that as long as you exist in this vibrational level, throughout all of the different areas of your consciousness, be it in your awakened consciousness state, or in your dream state, or your meditative state, or in your so-called between incarnational states, you continue to perpetuate the veil. While it may be, to a certain degree, have less effect upon your reality creation process in your altered states of consciousness, it nonetheless continues to exist. While you exist within this vibrational level, you exist with the limitations of the veil of understanding who and what you truly are. You can get glimpses in your altered states of consciousness of the entity and the connection that you have with all that is, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels. You can get the concept of the unconditional love from which you create your reality. You can get a connection, although be it one that is very difficult for you to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness, that you can get glimpses of the connection to that spark of consciousness that you truly are. You, once again, exist within this vibrational level because you choose to be here. You choose to be there. For many, that's a difficult concept to grasp. Particularly entities who, in your awakened consciousness state, feel that they are existing in what you might refer to as a less than desirable reality. If you choose to be here, and if you correct your reality, then why would you create a reality that you find to be less than desirable in your awakened consciousness state? In your awakened consciousness state, once again, this seems like that's all there really is, that this is the most important part of your existence. And while we're not trying to suggest for an instant that it's not important, that it doesn't have significance, if it didn't, and if it wasn't important, it didn't have significance, then why would you do it? It is important, absolutely, and it does have significance, and it's unique in that it allows you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible in any other vibrational level. And so it begs the question, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, of why on earth would one want to experience these so-called negative feelings? The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's negative or positive, but rather rejoices in the creation process that allows you to experience all types of existences, all types of feelings and emotions. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. That's an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so you exist, and you choose to exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience certain emotions and feelings that have a tremendous intensity because you don't believe that you're in control. You do believe and understand that you are the creator. You put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so you experience these realities, and you, in your awakened consciousness state, can feel that it's an overwhelming type of experience. It becomes very difficult to have you understand that at some level of your consciousness, you rejoice in the creation process, that you created from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and that at some point in your consciousness you will understand and rejoice in the experience. A very difficult concept, once again, to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. Very difficult concept to explain in the use of a vocabulary. It is one of those experiences that we suggest you go with inside to seek and to discover the answers that cannot be written or expressed through a use of a vocabulary. Go with inside. The answers exist within inside each of you. You have but to believe, and you have but to make the effort and the attempt to discover. And you can all each and every one of you discover those answers that once again exist within inside each of you. And so you exist in this vibrational level, and you perpetuate this illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state in order to experience these intense range of emotions and feelings. And you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And while you are in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to consciously alter that reality. Difficult, not impossible, difficult. In altered states of consciousness, it's much more accessible, if you wish, to alter the reality. Particularly in your so-called meditative states, where you can alter your consciousness while you retain the awareness of what it is that you're attempting to accomplish and to alter and to experience. And for some who practice, if you wish, the ability to be involved in what you refer to as lucid dreaming, it's possible for you, similarly to what you experience in your meditative state, to maintain awareness of the creation process that you're involved in your deep dream state, and to indeed manipulate and alter and make choices in that state while maintaining conscious awareness of what it is that you're participating in, and to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state the memory of that particular interaction and participation in your lucid dreaming experience. For some, it's possible even to retain and to be involved in what you refer to as your between incarnational state. To be aware of the consciousness that you experience in what you refer to as in your death state, or in your between incarnational state, or the state of consciousness that you're involved in after you die. That's available to each of you, but much more difficult for you to grasp, if you wish, and to experience and to retain the conscious interaction and involvement that you are involved in that particular level of your consciousness. Access to that particular level of consciousness is best involved through what you refer to as meditation, or altering your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing and participating and manipulating in terms of your creation process. When one enters into a meditative state, as we have suggested, you continue to be influenced by what you refer to as the veil, that electromagnetic type of energy. You continue to hold what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems that you have agreed to participate in. It's important to accept that you agree to these concepts. It's not something that's forced upon you. It's not something that someone has put you here and said you must experience this and you must have these limitations. Absolutely not. They're limitations that you choose to perpetuate. It's limitations that you choose to put in place. In your altered states of consciousness, when you enter into a meditative state, that electromagnetic type of energy continues to exist. And so when you enter into that meditative state, you, as entities, continue to put in place these limitations, if you wish. And in order to perpetuate and to sustain and maintain that veil, your stock of consciousness that you are, that you have agreed to participate in the creation of this reality, brings up all of these illusionary realities that you can experience in that altered state of consciousness. And you get all of these magnificent images that are very tempting for you to participate in. images that you create. It's important to understand that this is not some other entity existing outside of your reality, or even other entities existing within this same vibrational level that are influencing that creation, but rather your choice to put it in place, and to put in place these very sometimes beautiful imagery that tempts you to be involved in and to experience while in your altered meditative state of consciousness. It's important to understand that there's nothing wrong with that. We're not for an instant saying that it should be this way or it should be that way. Absolutely not. You can do whatever it is you desire. This is not a right or wrong thing. You can't fail. You can't say, well, I didn't do that. You can't fail at this altered state of consciousness concept. It's a no-fail deal. It's something that you can experience. We are, however, suggesting that when you enter into that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, that you continue to perpetuate that veil to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are. And in the perpetuation of those limitations, you create the imagery that is so inviting for you to experience in your meditative state. Nothing wrong with that. If that's what you wish to be involved in, then we would encourage you to continue that type of experience. The benefits can be quite beneficial to your so-called awakened consciousness state, absolutely. Not only can they be quite beneficial many times in that level of consciousness where you are experiencing the imagery, you can control that imagery in terms of affecting types of reality that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can utilize that imagery to assist you in attaining certain types of health issues that you wish to experience, or certain types of relationships that you wish to be involved in. The imagery that you experience in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, can be very beneficial. However, and there is a however, if you can put that aside and get past the imagery that you are creating, and you can go even deeper into your consciousness, you can begin to experience realities that exist without the limitations that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You can put away the beliefs in time and space. And even then, you begin to experience other types of imagery. Very valid, and many times can be very tempting for you to continue to perpetuate those particular experiences. Many of them can be involved in what you might refer to as past life experiences. It can be very, once again, inviting and very exciting, absolutely. And if you wish to experience that, then we would encourage you to be involved. But at some point, we would also encourage you to put that aside and to go deeper in your meditative state. And continue to put aside, and put aside, and put aside all of the illusionary reality that you are creating that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And to go deeper and deeper into glimpse the spark of consciousness that is absolute unconditional love. To grasp the concept that you are all it is. To be absolutely overwhelmed with the experience of understanding that you are indeed the creator of this reality that you experience. To at that level feel connected to all that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the other vibrational levels. it's a difficult concept to give an explanation for because it defies explanation. And when you experience it, you begin to understand that to attempt to explain it is a futile effort. We always fall short. It defies explanation, the understanding of who and what you truly are. So many entities existing within your vibrational level, and there's a desire to bring that experience back into your so-called awakened consciousness back. As we have suggested many times, it would be impossible for you to hold in your awakened consciousness state that which you experience at that altered level of consciousness and to continue to operate and function in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You exist in this vibrational level with the limitations in place because you choose to put the limitations in place. You choose to perpetuate it. And it's very difficult, if not edging on impossible for you to experience in your awakened consciousness state all that you truly are. For all intents and purposes, the rest of your society would look upon you as one who was completely insane and out of functioning within your reality. It's not possible for you to hold that concept in your awakened consciousness state, in this illusionary reality that you experience. However, what it can do is it can give to you the understanding that you hold within the attribute that you are indeed all it is. That you are indeed connected to each and every atom that exists throughout your entire universe. That there is not one entity who is more or less than what each of you are. You are all equal. You are all that is. And the irony of that is that to be all there is, you must also be absolutely nothing. A very difficult concept to give an explanation for, but one that you each have the capacity to experience in your so-called altered states of consciousness. When you experience that and come back into your vibrational level conscious state, you bring back into that state some type of memory that you have retained from that experience. It can be life-changing if you wish. Yes, if you have heard of instances where entities have seemingly passed away, they have died and have what you refer to as a near-death experience. When you learn to alter your consciousness to the level where you get to contact that spark of consciousness that you are and to experience the unconditional love that exists from which you create this reality, you will indeed understand what they refer to when they are talking of a near-death experience. For entities who have come very close to that type of experience, for as we have suggested, all of the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, right from the so-called awake consciousness state to that between incarnational state, continue to exist with the limitations of the so-called veil or that electromagnetic type of energy. But as you go deeper and deeper into your consciousness, into that so-called between incarnational state, the veil becomes thinner, if you wish. The electromagnetic type of energy, although it continues to exist and influence your reality creation process, and nonetheless loses its intensity. And you can get glimpses of the understanding of who and what you truly are. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to be here. You're not put here by some other entity. This vibrational level that you exist in is very similar to all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. The primary difference and very significant difference is that you as the entities and as the human consciousness existing within this vibrational level, have chosen to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and limits the ability for others existing outside of your reality to influence or to create in your vibrational level. You are here by choice, a very important concept for you to grasp, that you are here by choice. You are not put here because some other entity thought that you needed to go through some type of a growth process. You are all that is. In your awakened consciousness state, and indeed in other levels of your consciousness, you can hold the concept and the belief system that you're not in charge. Many do. It's not right or wrong. You can hold the belief system that there is some type of angels or guides that are influencing and protecting you. If you wish to have that, you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your belief. It's your reality. You can create that if that's what you desire to experience. What's important to understand is that you created it. If you wish to believe that you're not in charge, if you wish to believe that there are some entity or an entity that is creating or influencing or has something, somehow given direction to what it is that you will experience in this reality, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your belief system. It's an illusionary reality, and you can have, not only can have, but do have whatever it is that you desire. It's really that simple. If you wish to believe that you're not in charge, you can have that. If you wish to believe that there are a multitude of entities that surround you and protect you, you can have that. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's right or wrong, or that you can or can't or should not be involved in that particular type of reality creation process. It's your choice. What's important to understand is that it's your choice. It's your reality. It's a validation of what it is that you hold as belief system. If you believe that you're not in control, then indeed you will create realities to validate that belief system. Guaranteed, you will create the realities to validate the belief you hold. If you believe you're not in control, then it becomes very difficult for you in this new age and new energy to also hold the conflicting belief that you can consciously influence and create your reality. You hold conflicting belief systems. You continue to create on one hand to validate one belief, and then you continue to create on the other hand to validate the other belief, and both of them seem to cancel out each other, and you don't know which way you're going. Become very disoriented, if you wish. Becomes very confusing. But it validates the beliefs that you hold. It validates that's what you desire to experience. It's not someone sitting up there saying, well, that's right or that's wrong, and we want you to go this way and we want you to do this, unless, of course, that's what you wish to believe, then you can have that. And you will have these seemingly realities that validate the belief system that you're not in control, and there's some entity up there putting all of these limitations or all of these opportunities in your way. Absolutely, it validates that which you believe. Once again, it just becomes very difficult to be involved in this human consciousness creation process that each of you, at some level of your consciousness, have agreed to participate in the alteration of the energy that makes up your so-called vibrational level, that as you enter into what we refer to as the new age and new energy, offers you the opportunity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called history, in your past. And so while you have within your so-called reality, in your vibrational level, these opportunities to consciously influence and create your reality, if you hold the belief system that that's not possible or that you're not in control, then it becomes very difficult for you to actively participate in this human consciousness reality creation process. Difficult, not impossible. Difficult. The irony of it is, as we have suggested many, many times, that you continuously hold desires, utilize your imagination to create the reality that you expect to experience. And it influences the choices and decisions that you have. It influences your thoughts and your feelings. And conversely, your thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions, which influence your belief systems, which influence what it is that you believe and expect to bring into your reality. You create your reality. You cannot alter that. While it may be an illusionary reality, while it may be a reality that you find desirable or not so desirable, it really doesn't matter. It's your creation. You as individuals and as a human consciousness have chosen to create and to perpetuate and to validate this reality. It's your creation. There's not some entity out there that's subjecting you to this reality experience. You are the creator. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. You cannot change that. And there is only one other absolute that exists within your vibrational level or within any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. And that is that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You in your awakened consciousness state may feel that you are not accomplishing all that it is that you desire. You may feel that this reality is not one that you desire to experience. You may feel that many times you are not in control. You may feel that there are other entities who are influencing your reality. All of these experiences are validations of your belief system. And while in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for it or to understand that you are the creator of. Nonetheless, we assure you that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. It's a no-brainer. It's a given. It's an absolute. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you believe or experience in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level is simply a validation of your belief systems, and you have the capacity to change it. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. You do it each and every instant that you exist, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level. You are the absolute creator of your reality. And to accept that gives you the opportunity as well to change it. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail. It's really that simple. Now, we will back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. Should you, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.